the superior characteristics of the followers of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam and their similarities to the Ashab al-Sufa. The community of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be few in number. As revealed in the hadiths, very few people, just 313, will believe in Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. These will be highly sincere people in whose hearts Allah has deliberately established faith. Abu Bashir says, Imam Abu Abdullah said, there will be very few people from among the Arabs alongside the Qa'im, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Their numbers will be those of the people of Badr, 313. In the same way that those before them cannot pass beyond them, neither those who come after can reach them. Their number is as many as those who crossed the river with Saul. They consist of a group, including women, of 313 people. They will overcome all tyrants. Their hearts are like iron, and they are lions by day and devout believers by night. Neither those before nor after them can match them in self-sacrifice.
Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem diyor 313 kişi diyor.
The Messenger of Allah says they are 313 people.
600
in other words, the students of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam are like a single body with 600 eyes, 600 ears, and 300 brains. Meduzeman also notes that the followers of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be few in number, but that they will have an enormous spiritual force. The force and spiritual army this duty depends on is some followers in full possession of titles of loyalty and solidarity. No matter how few they may be, they are spiritually as powerful and valuable as an army. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will have a working group of 30 people. Among his 313 followers, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will have a group of 30 people who support him in his activities. With the strong 30 allies of the Imam, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, he is not alone. For example, Bediüzzaman says, in demolishing the way of the Dajjal, Darwinism and materialism, a very small team from among his own followers, notice that a distinct team, will help him in this matter. In other words, in the preparation of works that demolish Darwinism and materialism, he will make use of works written by scientists and produce books against Darwinism and materialism. But in doing this, Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam time is limited. His time and circumstances are not appropriate for this, he says. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will do this work together with his followers, he says. But he will charge some of his followers with this task, he says. Part of them. And that part of his followers will prepare those books, and he will have thus discharged his first duty, he says.